Today on Locked On Rockies, the Colorado Rockies should absolutely 110% get a one-year deal done with Cody Bellinger.
You are Locked On Rockies, your daily Colorado Rockies podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Rock on Rockies fans, welcome into the Locked On Rockies podcast for today, the 21st day of November in the year 2022. I am your host of the Locked On Rockies podcast, Paul Holden, your Rockies fan extraordinaire, bringing you your daily Colorado Rockies talk right here on the Locked On Podcast Network, where you can find your team every day. And if your team is the Colorado Rockies, well, you are in the right place, because that's what we do each and every day here on the Locked On Rockies podcast, is talk about the Colorado Rockies. And we do that with you live in the live chat. We stream all of our episodes free on the Locked On Rockies YouTube channel. You can subscribe, you can pop into the live chat, you can ask your questions and have them answered live right here on the show by me, your Rockies fan extraordinaire. Been following this team my entire life and bringing you your daily Colorado Rockies talk here for a little over two seasons now. And of course, my name is Paul Holden. Good afternoon to you, Nicholas, a longtime listener here of the show. He's in the live chat. You can come hang out with him all the time when we are streaming the episodes live. Today on the Locked On Rockies podcast, the big news over the weekend was Cody Bellinger becomes a free agent. And then it comes out today, or I think yesterday, I can't remember when it was, that he is looking for a one-year deal. Obviously, it makes sense. Bellinger is looking to prove himself and looking to bank on that this bounce-back year into a bigger payday next year. And this is a slam dunk for the Colorado Rockies. It really, truly is. Cody Bellinger, yes, has been bad in terms of what he's been doing, but he has a higher WAR than three of the Rockies' starting outfielders right now. And that doesn't include Chris Bryant. I'm talking about Rockies outfielders that were in the outfield every day. You could most likely count on these three being in the outfield until later on when Sean Bouchard and younger guys came up and took over. Cody Bellinger, yes, and we'll go over his numbers, but if we're going by Baseball Reference WAR, he has a higher WAR than Jonathan Daza, just barely. The interesting wrinkle right there is just barely. Jonathan Daza finishes at 1.1. Bellinger finishes at 1.2. He's higher than Randall Grichuk, who finished the season at 0.3. And he's higher than Charlie Blackmon, who finished the season at negative 0.2. Now, the big difference, however, here when you're going to look at Bellinger compared to those Rockies players is, that offensive line, that is really brutal. I mean, it really bad. 210, he finishes the year, 504 at-bats. He goes 210 with 19 home runs, 68 RBIs in OBP of 265, a slugging of 389, an OPS of 654, and an OPS plus of 78. Not really that flashy. I mean, that batting average, that on-base percentage is really abysmal. Same with that slugging. But I wonder if you could go to a place that's friendly for hitters, needs a place that needs an elite center field glove, and maybe you need to go to a place that you can inflate some stats maybe and get some opportunities. Colorado is literally the perfect place for this to happen. He can go and help the Rockies and be as great as he is on defense and then come in and retool his swing. All of the Rockies are going to be in a position of retooling the offense. They're all hoping for something new. There's a new hitting coach coming in. Someone from outside the Rockies organization that worked hand in hand with one of the best offenses in baseball last year. Yes, the Yankees have multiple hitting coaches, but one of the hitting coaches from one of the best offenses in baseball is coming here to Colorado. It's a friendly place to hit, and it's not anything new. Cody Bellinger doesn't have to come to Colorado or come to Coors Field and be blown away or be really that baffled about what it takes to play here, because he's done it a bunch. He's already played a significant amount of baseball at altitude and in Coors Field. When you're looking at the possible benefits of the Bellinger deal, and say he leaves after a deal, say you do sign Cody Bellinger to 1 year and he comes and it's great. The Rocky and he bounces back. The Rockies maybe are still not that great, but he bounces back himself. The Rockies went after and got, and would be running an outfield of two MVPs, two champions, two people that have gotten the job done in center and left field, and you have multiple options in right field. And what we'll talk about here a little bit later, it also opens up some interesting possibilities for what you could do with some pieces on the roster to beef up your bullpen, to do some stuff with the trade to get more effective arms into your bullpen. A one-year fix-it deal for Cody Bellinger with where the Rockies are at right now, perfect. Because what you do, yes, Cody Bellinger takes time away from possible prospects. And the one thing we've talked about a lot here right now is getting your prospects playing time. But he's also Cody freaking Bellinger. This is a guy that was an MVP not that long ago. This is a guy that was a rookie of the year not that long ago. This is a guy hitting his prime. And if he can help the Rockies, and if the combination of Cody Bellinger and Chris Bryant help the Colorado Rockies in this new balanced schedule and benefit from the fact that they have some exciting future, they will be in a good spot because you're buying more time for Zach Veen to develop. You're buying more time and you're free. I mean, you basically are saying, hey, right field, we can go with some interesting options. We can play Bouchard. We can play Grichik. And you could play Daza there. Daza can still even play center, but it also opens up to, you could package Jonathan Daza up in a trade to go play. Teams would be interested in Jonathan Daza. And with you, with Jonathan Daza right now, what happens if Bouchard plays well this year and Veen continues to scream through the system? And while Daza has been great, Daza has been awesome. Is Daza, are you going to be more trustworthy and confident in Daza over those two names? Because if Bellinger plays the predominant of your center field, and hopefully, as my restream says, there's some connection issues here, so hopefully you're still getting me on the YouTube, but we're going to keep just rolling here on the audio side, and we'll just post it, and we'll have to adjust if there was some issues with the video. But anyway, as I was saying, the Rockies have to go on and go forth to see if they can make this happen. And it doesn't get in the way of your development. You're basically giving Veen more time. You're giving the younger guys that need opportunities in right field to go into right field and to go out there and to and get their time. And you could really package, you could figure something out to getting a good deal done to trade Jonathan Daza to a team that wants a interesting center fielder that's a solid option for them. Or you can get back in action, and you can just move on. I mean, then you have a plan there. Bellinger leaving after a year doesn't hurt the Rockies. Adding Bellinger to your lineup just makes them better because you still have players in the pipeline that you're figuring out, and you still have right field that someone's going to need to play there, and you still need outfield depth throughout the season. We saw that throughout the year. Somebody is going to get hurt in that outfield. There is going to be need an opportunity where Jonathan Daza is going to need to play a long stretch of time, where Sean Bouchard is going to need to play a long stretch of time, where someone is going to need to step up for the Rockies and play and fill in. And adding Bellinger into that depth it just adds to that, and it gives you better options. But it'd be really interesting to see what the Rockies would do with Jonathan Daza. And let's take a look at some more of the numbers and compare. As folks, apologies for those that were listening to the video. Looks like something might have happened to that. We're going to have to do some tech support there. Maybe we'll restart after this read. Got to tell you about some of our friends at these folks that help make the show possible, the ones that, get the job done. And that includes Bet Online. Bet Online is your number one source for sports betting info, stats, news, analysis, all that good stuff that you need to know about betting and the world of sports betting. It's at Bet Online. You can get the latest odds and trends for every professional and amateur league out there, from football to basketball to soccer, even the esports there. You've got it all at betonline.net. They got sports podcasts. They got up-to-the-minute lines. You got live betting. You got future props. You can do all sorts of good stuff. You can find it all at Bet Online. They're the fastest and easiest way to get your betting fix. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more at Bet Online, where the game starts. Couple of tech issues today, so apologies if you're going to go on the YouTube side. You're going to see this episode in two parts, and it's going to kind of be a weird thing, but sometimes that's how technology works here. And I knew this was going to be a topic people are going to want to see and talk about, so you're going to kind of see it in a weird cut, and then you're going to join in kind of a weird point there. But I basically summed up where I was going when the first stream shut down and came back. But just so if you're coming in here and you're joining at this point after the ad read and everything like that, let's just summarize what we talked about in the first half of the podcast, just because of the tech issues. I firmly believe the Colorado Rockies should go for a one-year deal with Cody Bellinger. I think this is a deal that could work out great for both sides. If Bellinger is good and is health and bounces back, he helps the Rockies next year immensely. He adds a dynamic threat to center field that could complement Chris Bryant, and really, and you can look in the weird twilight zone of things, be very strange and crazy to say the Rockies, led by Chris Bryant and Cody Bellinger, could help the Rockies maybe. Those are two high caliber players, and if the Rockies score more and they do get closer to what their starters are capable of, yes, you could kind of get excited about again, if things go perfectly, a shot at the third wild card. Again, I am not setting any expectation higher than the third wild card until the Rockies deserve that, because as we saw with the Phillies, teams can get to that third wild card spot despite immense issues. So Bellinger helps you achieve that. Bellinger doesn't get in the way of your developmental timetable. He gets in the way of Jonathan Daza's career and what you want to do with him, but that opens the possibility with Jonathan Daza to package and try a trade and try to do something where Daza has plenty of opportunities to go that, and will have plenty of opportunities, and teams would be interested in someone like Daza, especially with the way that Daza has gotten better over the last 2 years. Bellinger, of course, it would be the opposite type of what you're looking for. Daza on the upswing and currently on an upwards trajectory, at least when it comes to performance so far, and Bellinger on the downswing. But Bellinger, the numbers, the career, it's there, the accolades are there, and even if he leaves after next year, that's fine. You still have Veen, who's going to still need time down below, and he's not going to jump right into the MLB this year, right away next year. Who knows what Sean Bouchard, you need outfield depth, so maybe you keep Daza. Charlie Blackman's not going to see a lot of stuff. What do you do with Randall Grichuk? I mean, Daza and Grichuk open up some possibilities to move on from if you add Bellinger. Bellinger's going to fill the role of what you wanted Grichuk to be, so why not go with Sean Bouchard? I mean, there are plenty of possibilities, and those pieces that you use, a Grichuk, a Daza, that gets you your middle reliever. That can help you get your fourth, your fifth starter. Those are the ways that by signing Bellinger, you free up the possibility to use some of your better players that if you don't sign Bellinger, you need to rely on, that you can free up to try to use in a trade to beef up parts of your team that are really hard to attract the free agents. And it makes more sense, too, for the Rockies to do a one-year deal for Cody Bellinger than it does to do a 3-4 year for Brandon Nimmo, for 7 years of Chris Bryant, for example, as well. Though, I mean, the one-year deal for the possible upside of a player as good as Cody Bellinger, it's a slam dunk. It's really a no-brainer. And Bellinger might not want to come to Colorado. That's totally fine. That's a different thing. But I'm just saying the risk is 100% worth it, especially at the fact that he wants the one-year deal. There are other more intriguing teams for Bellinger to go after, but you really, really never know. And Eric Harper brings up a good point. Would you want to go for Nimmo? And because if you get Nimmo, Nimmo is a multi-year deal. Nimmo, it's not just 1 year. It's not 1 year of Bellinger. If he stinks, then, you know, because guess what? If he stinks, then you bench him for your prospects. And then he leaves after 1 year. That's fine. Because you have the depth. You have the players on the team. But if Nimmo stinks, if Nimmo gets hurt, just like Chris Bryant did this year, I mean, the Rockies, Chris Bryant is not going anywhere. There's no way that people are going to want that contract unless Chris Bryant is Tom Brady's it and he gets better with age, bounce backs after this big injury and stuff. So this makes more sense because you're more likely to want to commit to your exciting outfield prospects than Nimmo, potentially. This, for me, I think both options are great options for the Rockies. Adding Brandon Nimmo to your team is a good call. If the Rockies get Nimmo, that's a good thing, for sure. The contract, the length of it, the impact on what it does for the developmental timeline of some prospects, especially exciting prospects, gets complicated. But really what you're doing by adding a year of Cody Bellinger is you're giving yourself a year of two MVPs in your outfield while hoping for your really, really, really exciting prospect, or while giving your really exciting prospect one more full year to develop and to come up to help the Rockies in some certain situations in Zach Veen. Because then Zach Veen, even if Bellinger leaves, if he comes up at the team, he'll be working with Chris Bryant and Cody Bellinger and Charlie Blackman and Randall Grichuk. I mean, these are seasoned vets that are going to be around the guys. And then you have Sean Bouchard and Zach Veen backing up these players. I mean, that's important. And Michael Tolia. This should be the number one center field target for the Rockies. Absolutely. Absolutely. And folks, your number one target for home security should be Simply Safe. Did you know that over the holidays, property crimes like burglaries and package thefts spiked nationally? That's why our friends at Simply Safe Home Security are offering 50% off their award-winning security system so that more families can feel safe and secure this holiday season. Order your Simply Safe system for half off today and enjoy advanced security and greater peace of mind this holiday season. In an emergency, 24/7 professional monitoring agents use Fast Protect technology exclusively from Simply Safe to capture critical evidence and verify that the threat is real so you can get priority police response. Simply Safe is whole home security with advanced sensors for every room, window, and door. They have HD security cameras for inside and out, smarter ways to detect motion that only alerts you when a threat is real, and even hazards to sensors that detect fires, floods, and other threats to your home. And like I've said, folks, number one by the U.S. News World and Report for a third year in row for best home security system. Don't miss your chance to save big. This is their biggest discount of the year. So don't miss out here at Simply Safe. Get 50% off any new Simply Safe system at simplysafe.com/lockedonMLB. That's simplysafe.com/lockedonMLB. Like I said, this is their biggest discount of the year. So do not wait. There's no safe like Simply Safe. We have been talking Cody Bellinger on the Locked On Rockies podcast today. Again, if you're checking out the YouTube channel and you're like, why is this in two parts? Well, that's just because sometimes tech issues happen in the wonderful world of content production, and sometimes you just got to roll with it. But you can get the full pod on your favorite streaming service, uninterrupted, all audio. If you want there on your favorite streaming service, just search Locked On Rockies and make sure you leave a little review while you're there. But you want to join in on the YouTube channel because there's tons of people here. We got Fear MMO. We got Nicholas Duvall. We got Eric Harper all in the live chat as we're going to continue our conversation with Cody Bellinger and look at some of the numbers. Jonathan Daza this year for the Rockies batted .301 with 34 RBIs, an OBP of .349, a slugging of .384, an OPS of .733, an OPS plus of .97, 34 RBIs, like I said, and 2 home runs. Again, when you compare that to Cody Bellinger, the batting average is really the big difference. This is something that is the biggest worry about Cody Bellinger, is the fact that it's just not simply the batting average is bad. It's really, really bad, and it's been trending down here really quickly for the last couple of years. Since batting .305 in 2019, he batted .239 in 2020, .165 in 2021, and .210 in 2022. Mind you, this is the first time that Cody Bellinger has played over 100 games since 2019, where he was the MVP, and there were some signs of improvement, and there was some signs of life towards the end of the season as well. Jonathan Daza is certainly more of an interesting threat to get on bases, and really the one that's the most the one that would be the most impacted here. What you're asking yourself right now as Rockies fans is, do you want Jonathan Daza or do you want Cody Bellinger in this hypothetical? And Jonathan Daza's possible upside and the fact that he has been getting better for year over year is really encouraging and is something you can turn to. Is it enough? Are you fully confident enough to handing Jonathan Daza the keys for your starting center field position while he's also got to compete with really, really interesting prospects coming up in the system? He's made it incredibly difficult. Jonathan Daza has really turned it around after a really slow start to his career. He's had back-to-back seasons of pretty solid appearances. Bellinger, however, the interesting thing, played in about 30-ish more games than Daza this season. And one thing that's also major is 150 strikeouts for Cody Bellinger this season, 58 for Jonathan Daza. Jonathan Daza is not going to strike out another 100 times in 30 more games. That's just not going to happen. So there's something that you could see in a big difference there. I think that's really the big issue. However, though, Randall Grichuk finishes the year batting 259, 19 home runs. So they tie in home runs, Bellinger and Randall Grichuk, both with 19 home runs. Grichuk with about 49 more percentage points on his batting average. Bellinger with less RBIs. Grichuk finishes with more RBIs. 10 more runs for Bellinger. The OBP of 299, 425, 724, and an OPS of 92. I'm taking Cody Bellinger over Randall Grichuk, right? I mean, I like the defense of Cody Bellinger more. I like the possible upside of his offense more. Grichuk is interesting. Grichuk they tied in home runs, but Grichuk also came to Colorado and started putting the ball on the ground a ton. At least Bellinger, you know, the putting the ball out of the yard is still possible there. And Grichuk's been around for a bit. The possible upside for Bellinger in terms of where he's at in terms of his career is also something to consider. Randall Grichuk finished this year at 0.3 WAR. Cody Bellinger finished at 1.2. The numbers are showing a difference in those players there. And finally, Charlie Blackmon. Charlie Blackmon, 16 home runs, 264 batting average, 60 runs, 78 RBIs, 314 OBP, slugging of 419, OPS of 733, and an OPS plus of 95. So, yeah, Charlie Blackmon was a better hitter than Bellinger was last year. But he's just going to be your DH. I mean, Bellinger can slip into the DH role. Blackmon can fit into the DH role. You'd rather have Cody Bellinger on defense 100% and you keep Blackman's bat in the lineup. There's the biggest player, the player that will have the biggest impact outside of some of the prospects is Jonathan Daza. And if the question is Bellinger, Daza, it's tough right now. Daza has shown a lot and a lot of possible upside. Both are young. Both are entering into primes of their careers. That's where the question gets a little bit more difficult, but I still think I go for the year of Bellinger and Daza's going to play a role on this team. Or you use Daza to help beef up your pitching staff. That's the interesting wrinkle there. But as long as the Rockies should at least be involved in the game, they should be involved in the conversation. They might lose out because Bellinger wants to go on a different team. Bellinger might wants to do something else, but they should at least be in the conversation and be going after Cody Bellinger without a doubt. Close out the show here with a question from the live chat. Is there anything specific change you want to see from Bud Black, whether that's philosophically or how he approaches whatever aspects of the game? I'm still trying to figure out really the most important role of the manager. And I know I'd like to see the Rockies use more hit and runs. I'd like to see the Rockies be more aggressive base stealing. I don't know if that necessarily comes down to Bud Black, but that's one thing I'd like to see the Rockies be more aggressive on. I'd like to see them try to generate more offense. I'd like to see them try to do things that might kind of surprise people with the identity of the Rockies, especially in terms of where their offense is at. It really depends on that. maybe a little bit more quick to pull pitchers out, but unfortunately that's kind of tough with given circumstances of where the Rockies currently shake up in terms of the bullpen and things of that nature. So I just more aggression on the base paths is something I think. And Furious MMO follows that up with, how long do you think they will keep Bud Black if they don't finish over 500? His extension, I think, will be the last one. I don't necessarily know how much long. I mean, Bud Black, I think, wants to keep cashing it, but I don't know how much more Bud Black wants to keep going through this. But it's a good gig. It's a really good gig. The Rockies reward loyalty. Will the Rockies try to extend Bud Black? I don't think it's that out of the realm of possibility. But with a new generation of Rockies prospects and players coming up, they might want to get another manager, just kind of like Bud Black was when he first came in and did things there. So I don't necessarily believe confidently in extension for is in the future with Bud Black and the Rockies. But I mean, if they do well, he'll certainly be offered it. And the Rockies are, if nothing, but loyal. And thank you to the loyal listeners of the Locked On Rockies podcast and the new listeners and anyone out there checking us out here on your favorite streaming service or on YouTube is where you can find the Locked On Rockies podcast each and every single day. You can also follow us on Twitter at LO Rockies. You can follow me at PaulHolden33. We're also on YouTube, Locked On Rockies on YouTube. Why don't you pop in a live chat just like Nicholas, just like Furious, just like Eric all did. You can ask your questions. You can join in on the live chat. And folks, this has been Paul Holden for the Locked On Rockies podcast. Thank you for making us your first listen of the day. Why don't you go make the Locked On Sports Today podcast your second listen of the day. And you can also stay up to date with all things Colorado sports with the Locked On Broncos, Locked On Avalanche, and Locked On Nuggets podcast. Until next time, I'm Paul Holden saying so long from the Locked On Rockies podcast.